pastor and actually apostolic leader. And
amen.
We thank God for being here. We thank God for seeing new faces.
Amen.
And I'm not busy. Whenever I go into the house of God, whenever I come amongst the people of God,
Lord.
Wherever they're at, whether they're in America, in Africa, in India, in the islands, or wherever, I'm at home.
Amen.
Because I'm a part of the family of God.
Amen.
So are you.
Amen.
We're all a part of the kingdom.
Yes.
I kept praying and praying, saying, God, what do I release from you for the healer's house? And didn't hear anything. And it gets that way with me, and most of the time I just release as God gives it to me. Sometimes it could be something somebody does, or the way they look, or a testimony, or a shout. And then he just begins to pour. But what I started hearing was the kingdom. The kingdom. The kingdom. And then when he kept saying the kingdom, my mind went to the song by Shekinah Glory. We are kingdom people.
Amen.
Possessors of life.
Yes.
Kingdom people. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think they did one called the kingdom also.
Mm-hmm. They did.
And he just kept saying the kingdom. I said, but Lord, that's something that I have to do some studying on and prepare, because I got to release it at Gateway. And as I was just sitting here this morning, I think I told you earlier, didn't I? All he kept saying was the kingdom. The kingdom. And turn with me. I don't know how long I'll be there. But turn with me to the 11th chapter of Luke. In the 11th chapter of Luke, it says, now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased or stopped praying, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, see, the thing is that people always want you to do what somebody before you did.
Mm-hmm.
And my spiritual father always says, I'm an original.
Amen.
I'm an original. And we should be originals.
Amen.
You know, here was Jesus coming to do a new thing. And all they could think about was, you know, teach us to pray as John taught his. He said, teach us to do like John's disciples did. They even looked at him one time and he said, look, they didn't wash their hands. And he had to let them know, that's not as important as you think. You know, there's a greater than John here. There's a greater than Moses here. And all that they've done over these thousands of years, and you're still just the way you are. And sure, don't try to make me like Moses or John. But let me give you what my Father has given me just for you.
Amen.
So when he began, he says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. And where I want to stop right here is your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth. The Old King James says, in earth.
Mm-hmm.
I like that better.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in the earth
mm-hmm.
that this is happening. And then it also, you could look at it metaphorically, and it's still not metaphorical, but it's still literal because we are earth.
Amen.
We are earth. Look at somebody and say, you're just dirt.
Just dirt.
That's all you are. You're just dirt. I'm just dirt. We're the earth.
Amen.
We're the earth. He said, thou kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. Let it come into this world, but let it come in us.
Amen.
Let it come in us.
Amen.
As it is in heaven.
Amen.
Let it come in all its power. Let it come in all its glory. Let it come in all its principles, in all its morals, in all its character.
Amen.
Let the kingdom, your kingdom, God's kingdom, let it come inside of me. When you're born again, and John said, praise God, in John 3, the Bible says in verse 4, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? And how can he enter a second time into his mother's womb? And Jesus looked at him and said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Let them know that you must not only be born naturally through your mother. Back then they called it the breaking of water. And so you must be born through the water, because no child can be born unless that the water breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So you must be born naturally through the water. And you must also be born what? What did he say here? Of the Spirit. So, in other words, he was saying, you've got to be born. You cannot enter the kingdom of God mm-hmm. unless you've been born of the water and of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is that people also always look at Satan, and Satan can't be saved. Satan has no authority on this earth,
mm-mm.
in this kingdom, mm-mm. except for what we give him.
That's right.
Because Jesus says, if they come any other way than through the door, they are what?
The thief and a robber.
Satan did not come to the womb of a woman, so he has no legal right in the earth. He has no legal right in the earth, and he has no legal authority in the earth. So all his authority comes from what we give him. There's been two kingdoms. There's been the kingdom of God the Father, and then Satan started building his own kingdom. He got, you know, kicked out of heaven for trying to build his own kingdom. And according to my Bible, he was trying to get the earth, and he was trying to get man into his kingdom. Man was not a part of his kingdom. The serpent. And the Lord didn't like that thing, because evidently the serpent had a relationship with men. He walked like on 2 feet, and he talked with them. He's only like we see him today because of sin. Because God said, because you have done this thing. You know, there's enmity now between Satan. Actually, between the serpent and man. Whatever he used to look like, he doesn't look like that anymore. The glory or the honor he once had, he doesn't have anymore. But because he allowed Satan to use him to reach man and get man to leave God's kingdom. Because man was a part of God's kingdom, fit to live eternally right down here on earth. See, I guess what I want to get across is that we keep talking religion. We keep thinking religion. We're sitting here today and we're thinking religion. But it's not about religion. Spirituality has nothing to do with religion. We're trying to make this thing a religion. We're trying to become religious. We're trying to deal with religion. And God is saying, I want you to see the kingdom. I want you to see my kingdom. God rules a kingdom. The earth was an extension. Man was to be an extension of that kingdom. God ruled inside of man. And man was to rule the earth as an agent of God. But Satan came in and got man to turn again. Actually, he got man to break the laws of God. Every kingdom has laws. Kingdom, what does it mean? It means the king's domain. The king's domain. A domain is something, it's ownership. The king owns it. The king rules it. If you've got a domain on the internet, on the website, you have a website, it's your domain, it's yours. Whatever you do, you do. You rule that domain. God rules his domain. Whether it's a place or area or region or dimension, God rules it. So what Satan has sought to do is build his own kingdom. And he's been building his kingdom, as the song says, for a mighty long time. But then when Jesus came and the church was born, all of a sudden there was ones in the earth, as agents in the earth, born into the kingdom of God. It's not something you can just enter or walk in of your own accord. You must be born in. You do not join it. You do not join the church. You are born into the church. This is a fellowship, but you are the church. And the church are God's, what? Emissaries here on the earth. In the Greek, they spoke of it as ecclesia. Ecclesia. The ecclesia didn't start with Jesus. He used terms that they knew about back then so that he could help them to understand his kingdom. So when Jesus came with the church, it was called the ecclesia. The ecclesia was a Roman group. It was Roman people that formed what they called an ecclesia. And whenever Rome took over a nation, whenever they colonized, they brought these citizens of Rome, these prominent people of Rome, these citizens of Rome that they could trust, they could count on, they could depend on. They were gifted, they were talented, they were faithful, they were committed to Rome, praise God. They had integrity when it came to Rome. And if you started speaking ill of Rome, you, even if you were their mom or their daddy, you ended up in trouble. And they would bring that group of people and put them in charge of whatever colony or whatever nation they overtook or they took over and conquered. And they would tell them, in short, make this nation Rome. Make this nation Rome. Rule it like Rome. Let the principles and the laws that govern Rome govern this nation. Because this nation is no longer what it was. It's now a colony of Rome. And when they spoke with Rome's authority. They dealt with things with Rome's power and ability. And in all essence, they were Rome. And it was called the Ecclesia. They were Rome. They were ambassadors of Rome, and they were the government of Rome being set up in that nation. We, the church, the body of Christ, we are the government of God in the earth. We are God's government in the earth. And what Jesus was saying when he left the church, I mean, he didn't leave us to just to worship. He didn't leave us, praise God, just to talk Bible and to teach, because we can worship him better in heaven. We can worship him unimpeded in heaven.
This is true.
We can praise him even more in heaven. Mm-hmm. We can live holier in heaven than we do down here, because in heaven we wouldn't have this body. Mm-hmm. For as long as you have this body, you got temptations.
That's fine.
As long as you got this body, you got a carnal mind that you got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So why did he leave us here? He left us here as an ecclesia. He left us here as a government for God on this earth. And he told them to do what? Occupy. Yes. Rule and occupy until I come back. But the problem is, we're neither ruling, we're just occupying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
We're just occupying.
Oops.
Rule. Occupy. Till I come back. And see, the kingdom of heaven is within us, Jesus said.
Yes.
The kingdom of heaven is within us.
Yes.
We look for the kingdom, and people are looking. And what are they looking for? They're looking for a material place. But the kingdom of heaven is within us.
Yes.
The kingdom of God is within us.
Yes.
It's within us.
Amen.
And the thing that God wants us to do is to release the kingdom.
Thank God.
Release the kingdom.
Yes.
When you pray, you're releasing the kingdom.
Yes.
When you worship and praise God, you are releasing the kingdom. That's why I'm always telling people to praise God. Praise Him.
Yes.
I don't want you praising God for me.
Right.
Because I must release the kingdom within me. And how do I do it? When I praise God.
Amen.
in your mouth.
Amen. Make a joyful noise. And then when you praising God, it's joy in his ear.
Yeah.
It's joy. Man may hate your voice, but it's okay. He doesn't even understand your praise.
That's right.
If he understood praise, he would look at you and say, go ahead, old bro.
Yeah.
Keep singing, sis.
Yeah.
Amen.
Release the kingdom.
Yes.
Ooh.
Release the kingdom when you pray.
Amen.
Release the kingdom in the way that you live when you abide in the word of God and you allow the word of God to abide in you. You are releasing the kingdom. The kingdom is overflowing within you.
Amen.
And when it overflows, it flows out of you.
Yeah.
When you open your mouth, he said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. When I open my mouth, he said, my word, Jesus said, my word is spirit.
Yeah.
And it must be spiritually understood. So when I open my mouth, the Spirit of God comes out. Spiritual words come out. And they're not just words, but they're the word of his power.
Yes.
They're the word of his power. When he said, the Bible says that the what? The Spirit of God hovered over the face of the earth. It just hovered. It just stayed there. Birthing. But nothing came into existence. Nothing happened until the word of his power was released and the Spirit began to operate. The Spirit began to do what the word of God said.
Amen.
Glory to God.
And the one that released that word of his power was God himself.
Yes.
But God wants you and I to learn to release the kingdom of heaven, release the power of heaven, release God's power by speaking it.
Yes.
Speaking it.
Yes.
Speaking it.
Yes.
Your words have power.
Yes. Yes, they do.
They have power. He said, when you pray,
yes, they do.
Believe that you receive what you ask for.
Yes.
Amen.
My God.
He said to them, praise God, he said, if a man has faith as a grain of mustard seed, you don't need a whole lot of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a little bit of faith that's growing.
Mm-hmm.
Say that.
Growing.
Mm-hmm.
Faith in Jesus. Faith in the word of God. Because there's saving faith. It took saving faith for you and I to accept Christ.
Amen.
There's growing faith. Because step by step, everything I do in the kingdom, everything I speak, everything that God blesses and graces that I do, it builds my faith. And my faith is growing. And it has to grow because God has put within all of us the measure of faith.
Yes.
You got the measure you need to do what God has called you to do.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, it's, everything's just going, and I can't give it all, so I just need to give a portion that you might need here today. But it's about the kingdom. The kingdom of God that's within you. Heaven is within you. You release the kingdom by your words, by your lifestyle. You release the kingdom through your faith.
Yes.
You release it through your prayers and through your singing. You must release the kingdom. He said when a person is healed, I heard several of you talking about praying the prayer of faith or releasing healing as you spoke and you prayed over people. He says when healing is going on, he said heaven has come down around you.
Yes.
Heaven
has
come down around you. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes.
In other words, the kingdom of heaven has entered.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
When you walk in a room, the kingdom of heaven is within you. So what do? You release the kingdom over circumstances. You release the principles of the kingdom.
Amen.
Principles are laws.
Thank you.
That govern heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
You must release them through what you say.
Yes.
He said, if you have faith as a seed, as a grain of mustard seed, you can say. And people always say, well, he was talking on the mountains of the trouble, the mountains of this and that. But when you interpret the word of God, when you're doing the word of God and you're reading and you're studying it, when at all possible it can be interpreted literally, you must interpret it literally.
Yeah.
Amen.
Stop spiritualizing the word of God. Mm. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, he said, you can say, at the time he was right there probably looking at the Mount of Olives, he said, you can say, he didn't say to a mountain, he said, you can say to this mountain, not anything that could be a mountain in your life, but you can say to this mountain, be ye removed and cast into the sea. Be you uprooted. A mountain is dirt and rock. How do you move a mountain?
Right.
It's impossible with man.
Yeah.
But God is saying, praise God, that you're more than just a man.
Yeah.
You're not ordinary. You're extraordinary. You are no mere human being. Don't you call yourself that. And don't you let anybody tell you you're just ordinary. Because you are God in the flesh. Christ in you is the hope of glory. You are the righteousness of God. And he said, you can say, why can you say to the mountain, be removed and cast into the sea? Because there's an ability in you that goes beyond this world. Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, when that Creole anointing that comes down from on high and it overshadows you, that's why he said, you shall receive power. That word power was dunamis. And what was it talking about? It was saying, you shall receive God's ability. You shall receive ability from heaven. So now you can say to the mountain, be removed. And cast into the sea. No more man can do it. No more woman can do it. But you and I, if we walk in that faith, we can do it. And if we can use our faith to move a mountain.
Thank you, Lord.
Think about it. Remove the Rocky Mountains. Mm-hmm. Remove the Appalachian Mountains. If you can use your faith to remove a mountain, what can your faith do when it comes to removing the mountains of your so-called troubles? Because you don't have troubles anyway.
Amen.
I agree with Shamrock. All you need is faith in God. God. You don't have troubles. Your problem is a lack of faith. When you pray,
talk about it.
Believe that you receive
what you ask
for. In other words, you got to declare something. You got to state what it is that you need, praise God. Then you got to declare the word of God over it. And you can declare that. When you pray, believe that you receive what you ask for, and it shall be yours. You shall have it. But what do you got to do? You got to believe that you receive. And as long as you think that I am on the earth, that I belong to the earth, I can't believe God for supernatural things.
Amen.
I'm more than a man.
That's right.
If you look at me and all you see is a man, you blew it. Because the only you if you don't recognize the gift that's before you, you don't know what to ask for. You don't know the ramifications or you don't know the extent of their power. Somebody says titles don't mean nothing. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. If I call Pastor Lisa, Pastor Lisa, I'm expecting nurturing. I'm expecting teaching, praise God. I'm expecting her to love on me. I'm expecting her, praise God, to come in and protect me. But if I call her Apostle Lisa, I'm expecting power. I'm expecting you to have the ability to, when you speak, break things open in my life. I'm expecting walls to come down when you speak. I'm expecting miracles when you declare and decree them. What you see a person, when you see a person, what you expect is what you get. I'm walking down the street and I see some guys coming towards me and I'm in trouble and I see some, I don't expect them. I expect trouble. And if I'm in trouble and I look and see some people coming, I'm hoping they're going to help me. But I know not what to expect.
That's right.
But if I look up and I see policemen coming towards me and I'm in trouble, I expect help.
That's right.
Yes, I hear you.
I'm looking for help.
Yeah. Amen.
And I can get it.
Yes.
When I call them. And we need to understand that. Titles mean something. The only thing is, don't title yourself.
Amen.
The only thing is,
amen.
Don't let your title take you where your power, your ability, your grace, your anointing, your walk with God can't keep you.
Amen.
Everybody's gathering titles into themselves today, but there's, God didn't give them.
Amen.
They usurped it, but they could not usurp the power. They could not usurp the anointing because it's kingdom power. It's kingdom power.
Amen.
Jesus said the kingdom has come down around you. When you start praying for somebody, the kingdom has come down around them. The kingdom is entering their lives. When they come to the church and they're not saved, they may leave unsaved. But what do they do? They say, I heard one guy, he says, I was at the church today. He says, and I tell you, the Holy Ghost just came out on me. Yes, he did. Somebody said, ain't no Holy Ghost come down on you because you're heathen. Yes, it did come down on him. He wanted to come in, but all he could do was come on him.
Amen. Amen.
The kingdom of heaven has come down around you. And faith, the right words of faith, will cause that person to embrace the Spirit.
Yes.
When you pray, believe that you receive what you ask for, and you shall have it. Let there be no doubt, because if I'm praying and I don't believe it, there's sin anyway.
Amen.
It's sin anyway. Doubt and unbelief is sin.
Yes, say it.
It's sin.
Say that.
Say it.
I'm saying I don't trust your God. I'm saying I don't believe your God. I'm saying, God, I can't receive you. I'm saying, God, you're not sovereign.
See?
You're not omnipotent.
Wow.
You're not everywhere. And God, you lied because you really don't care for me.
Jesus.
The word isn't true. Jesus said,
that's what you're saying.
If you abide, if you remain in my word, and my word remains in your heart, you may ask whatever you will, and it shall be given to you.
Lord, hallelujah.
Why?
That's what he said.
Because you come, I come, in the name of the King. Jesus is the King eternal. He's the everlasting King. He's the King of righteousness. He's the everlasting Father. He's the one that the God the Father turned everything over to. And he did what he had to do on the earth, and he sat down next to the Father.
Amen.
But he's still ruling. He's still King, and he will remain King. Until all that's out of order be put in order. Until all that's in disobedience to God comes into obedience to God.
Yes.
They're principles. In the kingdom. It's the government. God is working his government back into the earth through his church, his ecclesia, you and I.
Yes.
Look at somebody and tell them, I'm a part of the government of God.
I'm a part of the government of God.
I'm an ambassador in Jesus Christ.
I'm an ambassador in Jesus Christ.
My words have power. They're spiritual agents, spirits that are just there, and they're waiting, and they're waiting to do battle with the enemy by your prayers.
Yes, amen.
They wage warfare by your prayers.
Yes,
if you don't pray, then there's no battles fought or won.
Amen.
Amen. To do battle. For you.
Yes.
When you pray, they grab your prayers and they do battle.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Yes.
When you're righteous.
Yes.
When you walk in faith and you live according to the word of God.
Lord.
When you step into a place there's a sense of knowing. When a king, you don't have to be dressed like a king. But when that king walks in his reality into a place, you look at him and you know they're not dressed like a king. But there's something about that man. There's something about that woman. They might not be dressed like a king, but they're going to walk with the dignity of a king. They're going to walk with the character of a king. They're going to walk in the principles of a king. They're going to walk like they know who they are. told my wife many times I walked in places I didn't know the folks. Didn't care whether they're black, white, Chinese, African. It didn't matter. But when I came in, I knew who I am in Christ. And even greater, I know who Christ is in me. When I walk into places like, God, why am I here? If I'm here to release something, okay, I'm willing, God. If I'm here to get something, I'm ready for that too.
Yes.
So when God speaks and said, tell them such and such, she would look at me in the beginning and go, uh-oh. Uh-oh. Because I had no compunctions about standing and saying, this is what the Lord is saying.
Amen.
See, but God is looking, if you're going to walk in His kingdom.
Glory to God.
But see, you're also soldiers in His kingdom. We wear with different hats. We're soldiers and apostles and prophets. They're ambassadors. And you're soldiers in the kingdom. And the soldier, he must not be fearful.
Amen.
That's right.
See, it's mostly females in here, but you can't be fearful. You gotta be like Deborah.
That's right.
Deborah, you know, I can take that king out.
Oh yes.
Because God said so. But because she wasn't gonna pervert the law of God, she looked for God sent her to a man that was supposed to stand in leadership. And she came to him and she said, this is what God wants done.
That's right. That's what I want to do.
And he didn't want to go.
Yeah.
He said, I won't go unless you go with me. There's a lot of men like that. They won't go unless you go with them, or they won't go at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she told him, she said, because you wouldn't go by yourself, now God's going to deliver the king, but he's going to deliver him into the hands of a woman.
Jesus.
He's going to deliver him into the hands of a woman. If he will not be slain by a man. No man will get that glory because they didn't want to go. Because a soldier must not be fearful. Life and death doesn't mean anything to a warrior. God wants warriors. Warriors of the world. You ever noticed? All the movies you're seeing now are coming out. What is it talking about? It's talking about kingdom. It's talking about the kingdom. The kingdom this, the kingdom that. And all the movies in the past that they didn't grab a hold of. King Arthur was about the kingdom and the rule of a true king with power. King John was a king with power. They were waiting for him to come back and sit on his throne in righteousness. Because God is reaching those that are lost. They may be lost, they may not be lost. They may be saved, or many of them are not even saved. But they're beginning to write down what God is showing them. It's twisted somewhat because they don't know spiritual things. So they've not been born again. But He's bringing it in so that we can see, at least with the media, what the kingdom is. What is the kingdom? If you're born in America, you have no idea what the kingdom is. Because we never had a king. We stood up and rebelled against the king of England, and we rebelled against the king of France, and we rebelled against the king of Spain. It's like, we don't want no king. We want to rule ourselves. Get just like the people of Israel. Give us a king like everybody else. Because we don't want you. We don't want God to rule us. We want a man to rule us. God looked for thousands of years for a man that could rule. And when He found there was none, He said, what? He said, praise God. He said, I will save them by my own right hand. So God came down. And God saved man. God came down in the presence and in the being of Jesus the man, Jesus the Christ, Jesus the prophet, Jesus God in the flesh. Jesus the Word of God made flesh.
Amen.
He's the only man that has ever come into this earth that did not sin. And that made Him. That made Him by virtue of what He did. It made Him king.
Yes.
It made Him king. And when He obeyed God to the death, it gave Him power. In heaven, on earth, and in the earth. And we are His emissaries. It said when He went back, He gave gifts unto men. apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists. Mm-hmm. And he gave us to the church to build. Mm-hmm. He gave us to the church to teach, to preach, to grow. Through, to allow Christ to grow the church through us.
Yeah.
Amen. What's coming now is a unification of the people of God mm-hmm. in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It's going to line up.
Oh,
it may not look like it.
Oh, it is.
Because some terrible stuff is going to happen before it does.
Yeah.
But we know it's going to line up.
Amen.
Because it's all about the kingdom of God coming back into unity, and there will never ever again be a schism in heaven. Because he will not let anyone that's disobedient and rebellious into heaven.
Amen.
So if I'm disobedient and rebellious to God and to Jesus Christ, to the Word of God, I'm not getting in.
Amen.
Say that.
Man will feel sorry for you and say, it's all right. You can't get it right, but I'm going to let you in. God ain't letting you in, because if he lets you in and you didn't get it right, they are the seeds for another rebellion. And heaven will have no more rebellion.
Amen. That's
why.
There will be no more division in heaven.
Amen.
So we got to get it right down here. We must become kingdom people down here. We must learn to understand that obedience is better than sacrifice. We must understand what is the purpose of man. It's to obey God.
Amen. Amen.
It's to fear God and obey his commandments.
Yes.
You gotta fear the king.
Yes.
If you don't fear the king, you'll sin.
That's right.
Yes.
Because if you don't fear the king, you will disobey him.
Yes.
Amen.
And it's obedience that brings power in your life.
Come on.
It's obedience. You know, we can be gifted. There are gifts in the kingdom.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus said, he said, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. And I always think of, but it's not just the dunamis as a great devastating power, but it's dunamis also as ability.
Amen.
You shall receive the ability to lay hands on the sick and they will be healed.
Yeah.
Not might be healed. You shall receive ability, praise God, to speak those things that are not as though they were, and they shall be, because you represent the king.
Yeah.
Amen.
You represent the throne of God.
Yes.
You are emissaries of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
That's why you got to be different.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
Look at somebody and tell them it's about the kingdom.
It's about
your ministry.
About
that's what's wrong today. Is everybody is selfish. People don't understand this thing, but it's all about my ministry. I'm just like Satan. It was all about his ministry. It was all about his ability. It was all about what he was doing.
Yes, that's right.
So what God was doing was mighty important.
Yes.
Come on now, where's your head? Is it about your ministry?
No.
Or is it about the kingdom of God?
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the day is coming when you won't have a ministry other than to serve God.
Yes. Say it again.
It ain't your ministry or my ministry anyway.
Right.
It's the ministry of Jesus Christ through the church and the earth. And it's not your ministry. As long as you think it's your ministry, they are the seeds of rebellion.
Yes,
they are the seeds of selfishness.
Yes,
that's why men sow their vision into the vision of a house.
Amen.
That's why they can't sow their vision into the vision of the pastors.
Yes.
Because it's about their ministry.
Oh my God.
But if I build this house,
if
I sow my vision
into
the vision of this house,
Amen.
Because God told me to. God's not fickle. He don't tell me today to come to the healer's house. And when I get mad 3 months down the line, he said, leave. That ain't God.
That's God.
He will say, stand still.
Yes.
And see the salvation.
Yes.
Until you and the vision caster see eye to
eye.
Stand still until the Holy Ghost separates you from the ministry that you're part of.
Yes.
But if I'm so caught up in my ministry, I ain't listening to nobody else.
That's right.
Because I'm in a hurry to get where I'm going.
Yes.
Stepping on people.
Mm-hmm.
Not willing to work with people.
Jesus.
Don't you know? God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that also shall he work
reap.
Reap.
That's right.
Oh. Some folks over there in Hindus and Buddhists got caught up in it, and because they perverted in the thing, they said it's karma. Mm-hmm. It's karma. What goes around comes around. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says, whatsoever man soweth, that also shall he reap. If I fight you, if I talk about the leader here, if I reject their leadership, if I refuse to work with anybody, and normally if I reject this house, I'll go to the next house, and I may stay for a while, but I will reject that house. And I'll come over here and I'll reject that house, because what I have done unwittingly is accepted the spirit of the vagabond. I've become a tumbleweed, rolling from town to town, from city to city, ministry to ministry, never finding a place, because a tumbleweed can't grow roots.
That's right.
My ministry. Mm-hmm. That's where it started. It started with Lucifer. My ministry.
That's right.
I will exalt my throne, my ministry, my leadership above the very throne of heaven itself. Yeah. I'm rebelling against the kingdom. In short, he was saying, I'm taking over, God. Mm-hmm. But what he didn't understand was he didn't have power to take over. Look at some of these pictures. See, people look at me and I watch everything, but I watch everything with a mind for Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And I love watching the movies about those kingdoms. And I noticed that most of those movies, especially as we get closer to the coming of Christ, the king is not just the king, but the king has power.
Yes.
Normally, because the world is perverted, and they don't see God as they should, so they see magic, and they see witchcraft, and they see sorcery. Mm-hmm. Normally, even though they're magicians in the kingdom, the king is the most powerful magician.
That's right.
Because the king has power that they can't even wield. Mm-hmm. Satan mimics. No. He's not creative.
Right.
So, he can't create anything. Uh-uh. Except what he saw God do.
Right.
But he perverted it.
Right.
So, in his kingdoms, the king is always, filled with all kinds of witchcraft and sorcery powers. Mm-hmm. But they're afraid of him, because when he speaks, he wills power. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, don't fear a person who after they kill the body, they can't do nothing with the flesh. But you fear him who after he destroys and kills the body, he can cast your soul into hell. That's power. God has power. With the word, he created everything you see, including us.
That's right.
With the word, he spoke, praise God, and the sun stopped shining, and everything froze up and went dark in the earth.
Amen.
They're still digging out them bodies of dinosaurs and stuff that froze up. With a word.
Amen.
I was laughing because Elijah, when he said it would not rain, he was bold enough to know that he stood and he spoke with authority from the king, that he was a part of God's kingdom.
Yes.
And he says, by my word, it shall not rain for what? 3 years.
Right.
Not, Lord, if you may, but by my word, I'm speaking it.
Amen.
It will not rain for 3 years. Why? Because he knew that God honored his word.
Amen.
Jeremiah said, I see a rock within an almond tree. And God spoke, and all he was seeing was an army coming from the north that would attack them. And when he spoke it, God says, you have seen well. Because you saw my word. You saw what I was going to do. You saw what I showed you and you spoke it.
Right.
He said, you've seen well. And because you've seen well, I'm going to hasten my word to perform. I'm going to watch over my word to perform. I'm going to watch over my word. God has said on several occasions, I will watch over my word. That's why he can say, no word that came from the mouth of God would go back to him void.
That's right.
It would not go back as a failure. But it will accomplish what he sent it out to do.
Amen.
Amen.
it will accomplish what he sent it out to do.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Because God's word cannot fail.
That's right.
And when God's word is spoken into your heart and you grasp it, and God speaks a word over your life, and you have received it, and you're holding on to it, because I'm a part of the kingdom. I'm a child of the kingdom. I'm an ambassador of the kingdom of God. I'm an emissary. I'm an agent of God through the church. That word that he spoke over your life, he watches over it. He watches over it. And he brings it to pass. God spoke a word to Rachel. That word was Isaac's son, Isaac's wife. And he said, the older son shall serve the younger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And God began to watch over that word. Mm-hmm. Because the principle, the kingdom principle of the law concerning sons is that the younger son serves the older. Mm-hmm. But God watched over that word. She believed what God said to her about her sons. So she saw something special in Jacob. Because she knew what God said.
Yes.
Isaac was standing on the law. This is how it's always been. This is my first son. This is who I am so caught up in. But his first son didn't have the character. His first son didn't have what it took. And because he didn't, he did something that started a whole host of spirits and activity in the heavens. He sold his birthright. Mm-hmm. Had he not sold it, that Jacob could not have become who he did. Jacob could not have tricked him had he not been willing to give it up. So when he sold his birthright, a host of spirits began to move in the heavens. Things began to be arranged and activated.
Oh,
so that Jacob could step into his place. Jacob broke a spiritual law and he paid for it. He paid for it. His mama paid for what she said. She died and he never saw her again. The love of her heart died and she never saw him again. And when he came back, he didn't see his mother. He made it back to his father's funeral, but not his mother's. Because they started things to work in. Jacob usurped his brother's throne.
Jesus.
But it was only because God allowed it. Because God allowed it. He watched over the word that he spoke. See, God will watch over the word that he speaks, and God will take you halfway around the world just to meet your wife.
Oh, I know that's the truth.
God will allow you to go through all kinds of things that you say, it's the devil from the pits of hell, but it wasn't. It was God maneuvering in your life, setting things up, praise God, so that he could bring you, prepare you, to get you into the place that he wanted you in.
Yes.
So that all the hell that you went through, it was to prepare you. It was to mold you. It was to shape you. Somebody died. Yes, I cried, but God moved them so you could stand up and be who you're supposed to be. Somebody told the woman in the church, I said, stop crying because mama didn't raise you. Stop crying because your parents gave you away. God wanted something in you that the parents that gave you birth could give you. He wanted you in the womb that you were in, and he wanted the seed of your father in you, because in that was the DNA that he needed to use. But he needed something to stop in you that they didn't have. So he you know how you plant a flower and then you transplant it so it can grow.
Right.
His soul puts up and you cry and you're bawling, but my mama and daddy gave me away. I don't know who they are. It's all right. It was in God's plan. Who knew what it was going to take? I'm going to be the man of the woman that you're supposed to be.
Yes.
Stop complaining. I wish I had been born by another family. Why did my parents have to be broken when like they are? Why did my daddy have to be a drug addict? Because God said there was seed. He might have been a drug addict, but there was seed. His seed carried DNA that God needed to make you what you used to be.
Amen.
Rahab was a whore.
Amen.
She was the madam of a whorehouse. But yet she was the grandmother.
Yes, she was.
Of Boaz.
Yes.
Ruth, and they say Ruth 9 times out of 10 was probably a Moabite priestess in line for it.
Yes, yes.
God took, praise God, Hebrews running there again, running from God's providence. They went running to Moab, and Moab took their life. Because they were supposed to stay in Jerusalem. But running from what was coming on Jerusalem, they ran to Moab. It was in God's plan. It was in God's providence. When they got there, they both died. The husband died. Father died. The both sons died. But God did what he wanted. He got Ruth into a Jewish family.
Yes.
And she vowed. What's her name?
Naomi.
She vowed to Naomi, I'll never leave you. She didn't leave her. Naomi became a mother.
That's right.
Naomi had in her what Ruth needed. Because God had plans for Ruth. So when he brought Ruth back, praise God, God even dealt with the genealogy. He dealt with the cousins. So that this one who had a right to Ruth, as beautiful as she was, he didn't want her. He gave her up to Boaz, who God had sent there to provide for her. Boaz saw her destiny. Boaz saw her gifting. Boaz saw her worth. The other man didn't.
You women know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Spend all the time with that knucklehead.
Oh, yeah.
He never saw your worth.
Oh, man.
Wow.
But it don't just happen with women. It happens with men too.
Amen.
They spend all this time wooing and chasing after a woman that don't see their worth. If you don't see my value, then you cannot help it, but you can't nurture it. If you do not nurture it, it will not come out.
That's right.
I'm not one of those people that push divorce because I'm against it. But when you got some folks that they're with this one particular woman or man, and they don't do anything for their lives. As a matter of fact, they're a mess. The man's drinking and wasting his money, or the woman's doing this and doing that, and then they separate, and when God brings them together with the one that he wanted them with, they don't drink no more. They become responsible providers. They learn how, they know how to treat her. They didn't know how to treat the other woman. They beat the other woman that they knew nothing for. But this woman here, they treat like a queen. She didn't cook for him. She didn't wash for him. She didn't respect him. But when God puts her with her forehead, all of a sudden, she's doing all the things that
she does.
Woo-hoo.
It might take a little time to work out of him or her the pains and the hurts and the issues of those past relationships, but they get there because the word of God is stronger than their willingness to run.
That's right.
And when he brought Boaz and he brought Ruth together, because he knew I need that harlot Rahab's genes. I need the genes of that Moabitess woman.
Yes, Lord.
And I need them to mix together. Because I got a producer up ahead. I got a producer, Jesse. Because I got a David. I want to bring her. Stop complaining about your situation, your present circumstances. They have nothing to do with your destiny.
Amen.
They will not determine your destiny except you keep complaining
and you run from it.
Amen.
Don't run from the circumstance.
No.
Deal with it. Conquer it.
Amen.
Stop complaining and whining.
That's right.
And speak a word
yeah.
that will reverberate from my heaven. Tell
yeah.
these women, need a song.
Yeah.
The women need to tell that man, by my word,
yeah.
I speak as an angel of God. You will be a mighty man of God.
Woo.
You will be the man of God that he brought aside you.
Hallelujah.
Tell that woman, by my word,
yeah.
you will be a woman that God showed you to me. God said my word will not come back unto me void, but it will accomplish what I said that I will do. All you got to do is nurture that